So we reconnect with Buddha, visualizing the field for accumulating merit. So, okay, it's clear what I want. Now let's get to it. So in order to get there, we need to go through those stages. We need to purify our mind, accumulate merit, receive blessings. So the main practices we have here are the prayer of the seven limbs and offering the mandala. And you can read a lot of detail about these in The New Eight Steps to Happiness and even more in Venerable Geshe's book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune. But these are very rich, deep practices that we just sort of tap into. With my body, speech, and mind, humbly I prostrate. So we're cultivating our humility. We're acknowledging, you know, Buddha, you've completed this goal. One of our biggest problems in any area of life where we want to improve, but specifically in the spiritual path, is pride. Pride blocks us. If I feel I'm good enough already, I've already, you know, at something, I'm not suggesting we need to feel that we're not good at, you know, but if we don't acknowledge the room for improvement, that we haven't yet reached our potential, if we have that mind that's inflated or arrogant to any degree, if we think I already know this, like it's almost, that's the biggest danger on the spiritual journey. I know this. Someone's teaching about compassion and we think, yeah, I know that. I've heard that. I've read that. I don't need you to tell me about compassion. But are we living it? Are we feeling it? Are we governed by compassion? Or is that just something that's in our head? If we take away our pride and we think, you know, I need to live that. I need to understand this more deeply. We listen in a different way. We engage in a different way. It goes deeper into our heart. So with my body, speech, and mind, humbly I prostrate, we are dealing with our pride. And may offerings both set out and imagine. We're cultivating our generosity. We're getting rid of that miserliness. And miserliness comes in many forms. It's all, what about me? This is my time. This is my stuff. This is my, is the opposite of the enlightenment that we're looking for. That mind. So we address that. I confess my wrong deeds from all time. We open our heart. I don't want to still have these bad habits. It's not shame. It's not like some guilt. It's like, okay, I've made mistakes, but I want to transcend that. I want to move past that. It's a moment of acknowledgement that liberates us from a bad habit and rejoice in the virtues of all. You know, this overcomes our jealousy, the mind that gets upset at witnessing others' good fortune and success, which plagues us. You know, we can see someone more attractive than us and feel down, deflated. We can see someone who's more wealthy or successful or popular or traveled or learned. You know, there's so many different things where we have a little weak spot where when we're encountering that, we get all deflated or we feel all inadequate. Even when it comes to spiritual things, oh, they're better at meditating, or they've memorized the books, or they know more, and we can feel all deflated, and oh, I don't belong here, I'm not. And this, we're changing the mechanism. It's a different pathway. All of those scenarios where we got deflated, we can be uplifted. I'm so happy for you. We can celebrate each person's good fortune. This is our best self coming out. Please stay until samsara ceases and turn the wheel of Dharma for us. We're talking to Buddha like, okay, I'm on this journey. I want to get there. I want you with me. Please keep explaining, keep giving me lessons, whether that's a formal from a book or a teaching like this or in life. Keep showing me, keep revealing where I need to work and how I can grow and improve. I dedicate all virtues to great enlightenment. So dedication is something that we do regularly, but particularly at the end of each practice. And it's like banking what we've done there. You know, we've built up this buoyancy, this merit in our mind, and we're just making sure we're putting that, you know, it's like saving. Like we're putting that, you know, it's a nice analogy, but it's like this mental wealth. We're putting that to this project. Like we might save for a car or a house or a wedding or something. We're like, no, that goes there. That's earmarked, it's ring fence, and we're protecting it. Because like, you know, ordinary money, if we don't do that, we might suddenly find a few months later, oh, I spent it on what? What did I spend that on? It's just disappeared. And the same with the merit, like it might just sort of gradually get frittered away or damaged and destroyed. And so we're making sure we've got it where we need it. To great enlightenment, my enlightenment, everyone's enlightenment. That's what that's for, done. Offering the mandala, this is so beautiful. This is probably the most effective way of accumulating merit, building up that buoyancy energy in the mind. So offering the mandala here, it means like the universe, the world. We imagine the whole world, the whole universe, in fact, all worlds, all realms, transform into pure worlds. Everyone gets enlightened. All wars end, all famines cease, all environments become pure. We're imagining the pure world. We're imagining the thing that Buddha most wants. That's all Buddha wants. Buddha doesn't have any selfish wishes. He only wants everyone to find perfect happiness. And so we imagine that and we offer that. And it's almost like, again, it's our commitment. This is what I want. Help me to bring this about. I want this. Help me to become able to bring this about like you are. It's very powerful. And again, lots of teachings about this and lots of different ways of doing this you can find in the various explanations.